This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran's sole nuclear power plant has undergone an unexplained temporary emergency shutdown. State media reported this on Sunday. An official from the state electric company said on a talk show that the plant shutdown began on Saturday and would last for 3 to 4 days. Without elaborating, he said that the power outages could result. This is the first time Iran has reported an emergency shutdown of the plant. It went online in 2011 with the help from Russia. Iran is required to send spent fuel rod from the reactor back to Russia as a nuclear non-proliferation measure. Afghanistan's former president said Sunday the United States came to his country to fight extremism and bring stability to his war-tortured nation, and is leaving nearly 20 years later, having failed at both. In an interview with the Associated Press just weeks before the last U.S. and NATO troops leave Afghanistan, ending their forever war, Hamid Karzai said extremism is at its highest point and that departing troops are leaving behind a disaster. He said their legacy is a war-ravaged nation and total disgrace and disaster. Karzai, who had conflicted relationship with the United States during his 13-year rule, wanted his troops to leave, saying Afghans were united behind an overwhelming desire for peace and needed to take responsibility for their future. U.S. President Joe Biden and his special envoy for North Korea said Monday that he hopes to see a positive reaction from the North soon as U.S. offers talks after the North Korean leader ordered officials to prepare for both dialogue and confrontation. Sung Kim, Biden's special representative for North Korea, is in Seoul to speak with South Korean and Japanese officials about the U.S.